Let us now begin our worship by joining together and singing our gathering song, Holy is the Lord. Let us rise and sing together. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, our shepherd, you know your sheep by name and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson today is from the second chapter of Acts. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from the second chapter of 1 Peter. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now we have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. And may the grace and the presence of our risen Lord be with you all this day. A gate, a door. As we heard this morning, a way in and a way out. From the gate for the fence in your yard to the door into where you work. From the big rolling door at the auto shop to the great gate of Kiev from the Mussorgsky music piece. We have all entered in and then exited out by means of a gate into theater, ball games, amusement parks. We enter by the gate. Back out of work at the end of the day, or out of the store when you're finally finished, or when you're heading over to go visit the neighbors, we also leave by a gate or by a door. Today in the gospel reading, Jesus tells us that he is our gate. Jesus is the way in and the way out, but the question to me always arises, the gate to where? The gate for what? Jesus is our gate to life, real life, true life, eternal life, which for me is life connected to the eternal one. At the end of our gospel reading this morning, Jesus says to us, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." That is where our gate leads us to, life, and to living as followers of Jesus and as children of God. Jesus is the gate we have to life with God in a restored relationship. You see, as sinful human beings, our relationship with God has been broken apart by sin, by us. It's been broken by our sinfulness. And because of all of that, we tremble, afraid in a world we created. We tremble afraid in a world that's filled with thieves and bandits and strangers, that's filled with the devil, the world, and our sinful selves. Jesus is claimed to be our gate, come to life and find credence after the resurrection. As God's love flows to us, as God's love repairs our broken relationship, God no longer sees us as broken sinners. Instead, God sees us through the lens of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, our gateway to life, with God in a relationship that has been restored by that same Jesus. His death and resurrection gives us this new life. Jesus is the gate to a life with the love of God flowing to us fully and completely. In his crucifixion, Jesus shows us the depth of his love for all of us. But in his resurrection, Jesus shows us the breadth of that love as the goodness and care of God becomes ours. Not because we've earned it or deserved it, but because of God's grace to us all. That grace, that undeserved love that is now ours through Jesus Christ. Too long we presumed that we could earn God's love or favor. We thought we could do that only to show over and over and over again that we don't and we can't. We can never earn it. We don't deserve it. But in Jesus' life and living, in his suffering and death, and in his resurrection, Jesus has become the gateway to a life where God's love is with us and where the kingdom of God is at hand. When we are in need of forgiveness, when we are in need of guidance and strength, when we need comfort and blessing, the gate to God's love is open in Jesus. When the devil, the world, and our sinful selves gang up on us to try to take us down, the gate to God's presence and love is open in Jesus. God is with us because of Jesus. And he stands as our gate to a life filled with the love of God flowing to us fully and completely. Jesus is also the gate to a life that we can live for the sake of others. See, gates let people out as well as in. Jesus, our gate, leads us to lives of care and service for others. The risen Christ challenged his disciples to come and find him because he was going out into the world ahead of them. The risen Christ challenges us to do the same thing. As the gate to our life of service, Jesus provides us with an example as well as inspiration for those lives. Jesus reminds us that he can be found in the last, in the least, in the lost, in the left out. Jesus also encourages us to start with what we know, and Jesus meets us where we are. You see, we are Jesus' other. And Jesus now encourages us to share the love of God with those around us, with our others. Because the love of God is not something that is supposed to sit on a shelf. Rather, it is to be lived and shared. It is encouraged and lavished as we are able. Jesus is our gateway to this life. Live for the sake of others. Through the gate that is Jesus, we have the opportunity to come into God's presence for strength and guidance. We come here. We come to this table. From all of these places, we are also encouraged to remember our baptism and to find solace and inspiration from the Word. Jesus is our way in, into the family of God, into the community of saints. And through the gate that is Jesus, we then have opportunity to go out into the world and care for those neighbors. The world around us needs the love of God so desperately. And through Jesus, we get to bring that love with us wherever we go. There are people who need assistance. There are people who need a shoulder on which to cry, an ear that will listen, a person who would be willing to help. Jesus is our way into the world, not all by ourselves, with no clue about what it is we're supposed to do, but rather with Jesus by our side, surrounded by our sisters and brothers who are also looking to live the love of God in all that we do. All of those things, and Jesus is the gate to it all. In our gospel today, Jesus also speaks of those we might try to follow. We could go with our shepherd, who is also our gate, or else thieves and bandits and strangers. Thieves and bandits and strangers can never provide God's love for us or for others. They will always make claims. They will always lead us on a merry chase, but they will always lead us away from God and focus us on ourselves only. Thieves and bandits and strangers are always trying to distract us by making it seem like we're supposed to be number one. It is never the other that is a focus, unless, of course, you can use that other for your own benefit. Thieves and bandits and strangers steal our attention, they steal our energy, and they leave us empty. And Jesus is warning us against them, but also reminding us from where our strength really comes, from our gate, from our shepherd, from our Lord and Savior. Jesus came to be our gate to life, that we might have life and have it abundantly. The life that we get to live, this love that we get to share, is wondrous in the extreme, but it is not always an easy time for anyone. Thieves and bandits and strangers might try to sell you that life should be easy, but that's not the case. If we follow Jesus and live as God's children, there will be no lack for effort for us in our living. And there will always be plenty of possibilities for suffering as we live our faith. Struggle is real. And the devil, the world, and our sinful selves add to that struggle. But life is so much more full when the love of God stands with you. Today, in the middle of our celebration of Easter, we once again sit at the feet of our Lord and we listen as the shepherd tells us of God's love for us all. We hear his voice and we get to follow him into the world. Jesus is our gateway to the life, to the love, to the opportunities before us as children of God. Let us give thanks for our gate and then go into the world to share the love, a love that will lead us to proclaim this profound and amazing truth. Jesus is risen. Amen. Please rise. As we continue to celebrate Jesus' resurrection, let us confess together our faith in the words we find in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. You are the shepherd who gathers us in your mighty and loving arms. Help your church to listen for your voice, especially when the voices of sin, idolatry, and oppression threaten to overpower us. Lord, in your mercy. The green pastures, still waters, and dark valleys of this earth all belong to you, O Lord. Sustain your creation with a love that is both mighty and just. Where there is destruction, bring healing. Where there is desolation, bring abundance. Lord, in your mercy, you proclaim shepherding love, comfort, and protection for all people and all of creation. Direct leaders in our own time to learn from your example and instruction. Give them servant hearts that they generously seek the good of all. Lord, in your mercy, you journey with us wherever our paths may lead. We pray for those feeling overwhelmed by anxiety or depression or suffering in any way. Lord, in your mercy, you are the sheep gate that gives safety to your beloved flock. Provide protection for refugees, victims of domestic violence, those who are imprisoned, and all people who are vulnerable to violence and mistreatment. Lord, in your mercy, God of healing and grace, there are so many people who need your presence and power. We pray for all those who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Phyllis, Mildred, Sharla, Randy, Kathy, LaRue, Judith, Diane, Tim, and Rhonda. Come, Lord Jesus, and save us all, Lord, in your mercy. You call your sheep by name and lead them through the valley of death. We give you thanks for those who have died and now dwell in your house forever. Be with those who mourn and give them hope in the promise of resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The risen Lord meets us at the tomb and turns our tears to joy. Christ comes through our locked doors and turns our fears to courage. Christ comes to our daily life and work and turns our failures to new vision. Christ breaks the bread and turns our despair to hope. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of the universe and giver of life. You formed us in your own image and called us to dwell in your infinite love. You gave the world into our care that we might be your faithful stewards and show forth your bountiful grace. But we failed to honor your image in one another and in ourselves. We could not see your goodness in the world around us, and so we violated your creation, abused one another, and rejected your love. Yet you never ceased to care for us, and you prepared the way of salvation for all people. Through Abraham and Sarah, you called us into covenant with you. You delivered us from slavery, sustained us in the wilderness, and raised up prophets to renew your promise of salvation. Then in the fullness of time, you sent your eternal word, made mortal flesh in Jesus. Born into the human family and dwelling among us, he revealed your glory. Giving himself freely to death on the cross, he triumphed over evil, opening the way of freedom and life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and gave it for all to eat, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." From these gifts that you have given us, we lift this bread and cup before you, and we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit upon us and our celebration, that we may be fed with the body and blood of your Son and be filled with your life and goodness. Strengthen us to do your work and to be your body in the world. Unite us in Christ and give us your peace. As Christ died to make us holy, help us live to make all free. As his resurrection gives us hope, help us to live that hope for all. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and pray. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loves you, and in the spirit of that love, I bid you now come to his table of grace.
Savior, I come by
dries. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ fills us with strength, we are sent into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, gracious, holy, and good God, we thank you for Jesus' resurrection. Help us to celebrate him not only today, but every day. Remind us that because Jesus lives, we can stay hopeful even amid troubles. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world, for Jesus is risen today. Amen. And now may you trust in God's promises to his people for peace, security, and blessing, even when they are difficult to believe. May you know that God's news is good news, nourishing and true, even when people tell you it is not. And when you encounter doubt, may God strengthen your faith, guiding you in his perfect wisdom and counsel. And may you go this day with the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.